ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. We just began discussing verse number 10, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "Indeed, my capacity has been straitened, my Lord, due to what has befallen me, and I am filled with worry by caring what has happened to me, while you have the power to remove what has afflicted me." We said that the meaning of "indeed my capacity has been straitened due to what has befallen me, my Lord," this verse that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam expresses, we must understand that because Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is not only dictating this to only teach, but rather he also expresses it in his own level. And therefore, it is beyond our description of what is he talking about. Although we understood what he wanted to say in our own level, but there is a deeper interpretation to that, which is beyond the scope of our minds, because we are in a very limited level of comprehension. When you talk of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, when you talk of the Holy Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, their level of perfection is beyond description. And therefore, what they meant by saying that, you know, "indeed my capacity has been straitened, my Lord, due to what has befallen me," that is something beyond our understanding. That we should seek the knowledge from them themselves, that what did you mean by saying this? We must understand that unlike a group of people, a group of scholars also, who say that these supplications were only for the sake of teaching others, a group of muhakkikin, that means those very well-versed scholars, believe that actually it is not only teaching, but also Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam means it now. In what level does he mean it? And so on. This is something which is worthy of reflection.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
And then Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam continues and says, I am filled with worry by caring that what has happened to me, while you have the power to remove what has afflicted me. We interpret it in our level and we say that how, due to some calamities that come, our situation is constrained. The calamity itself is that constriction and the narrowing down of our capacities. Due to what? Due to what we have ourselves done in the previous years. Because of the problems that we have created for ourselves, that is why we find that, you know, our capacity has become narrow. And because of that, we are worried of what will happen in the future. I cited some examples, but today I would like to cite another tangible example because it actually pertains to many of us. And that is, you know, throughout the years you had, alhamdulillah, Allah gave you beautiful children, beautiful daughters and sons, but you were very indifferent of their upbringing. You said, I have a lot of money, I'll make sure that they are happy, but you did not realize that that is not what happiness is all about, to give them physical attention, rather to give them spiritual attention. After some years when they have become old, and not very old, but of that prime age of youth, you find that problems are occurring. And at that time your capacity is limited because you can't tell them at that time. They have actually made their whole structure that way. Especially when a person has already crossed 21, when a person has already crossed 21, that is that age, if you look at the riwayat, that after that, it is a very crucial age. If a person, you find if your child really is a mu'min, is doing the right things, wants to attain his perfection, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously because you did the right things. But if you find that no, he is indifferent of religion, he is indifferent of the hereafter, then you have to actually pray for him. And that is the time when you say actually, oh Allah, my capacity is straightened, it is narrowed down due to what I have already committed. So oh Allah, remove it, remove these worries that I have for the future, that you are actually worried of the future of your own children. Because what will they do when they come to the society? How would they behave when they come to the society and so on? So this is something, but with regard to our level that we are talking of, as I said, that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is also reciting this supplication, and therefore he has something more sublime to express before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is beyond our description, and which some of the mystics actually mention in their works, but due to the limit of this discussion here, we would not like to go into the details.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
And then the last phrase that we talked about in our previous session, وَأَنْتَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ كَشْفِ مَا مُنِيتُ بِهِ. You are the person who is able to take out the situation, to take out the problems that are facing, because, you know, and we have examples of people that they did not train their children well, but because of supplication and because of struggle after a certain period, they really could train their children and to bring them properly, slowly and gradually, although 21 years had passed, but it was with difficulty, with what we called a kind of a friendship with them, you know, because the rectification period is not a very easy period. وَأَنْتَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ كَشْفِ مَا مُنِيتُ بِهِ. While you have the power to remove what has afflicted me and to repel that into which I have fallen. Inshallah, we'll continue with our next discussion. Inshallah, we'll continue next time. We come to the end of the discussion. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.